Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
According to Wikipedia, aphantasia is the inability to voluntarily create mental images in one's mind. Now, I guess I never really thought about it. It's never something that occurred to me but would explain a lot. So apparently people can visualize things that they have seen before in some way, shape, or form, and it's very vivid. And in fact, some people even have that they can visualize it to an extreme. Well, it turns out I really can't do that. Or, I mean, it's not to say that I can't think of something or remember that, you know, a particular object is a certain way, but if I close my eyes and I try to visualize it, I might be able to, for a fraction of a second, see something. And this can be anything from, you know, people, places, things, whatever. I can see it for maybe a fraction of a second, but you know, as far as like, you know, remembering all the details of it, I mean, it's, you know, I almost have to have a data sheet to figure out exactly what people, you know, that, you know, keep that in mind, right? As opposed to having a mental image of, okay, this is what this person looks like. Yeah. I didn't even know it was, you know, a condition, really. I don't know that it's a condition. It's just it's a different way of experiencing the world. Now, some people also have the inability to create, you know, images of other senses other than your, other than visual senses. Sound, I don't have a problem with. I can say that for absolute certainty. Smells, maybe, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it, but visually, yes, I definitely have an issue with that. And maybe that's always been why I've had no issue listening to stuff versus watching stuff. And maybe that's something to do with it. I don't know. It's just one, you know, and you can add it in with the Asperger's and stuff. And it's just another thing that makes me, well, different than other people. And it's, you know, I look at all of these things as, you know, okay, if you know what happens, so what? What are you gonna do about it? Well, you find other ways to cope in the world is what it comes down to. And it's, you know, I don't look at Asperger's or aphantasia as anything other than, okay, yeah, I have to work around that, but it doesn't change what I do, right? I mean, it's not like a woe is me, I've got this problem. You find ways to work with it, and you know, and then over the years I've found many ways to work with it, I know when I've as part of this part of my health journey, I've been, you do meditation and stuff, you try to visualize and you try and do all these things. Yeah, I don't see anything. I mean, when I close my eyes, it's pretty black. I might see some, you know, I mean, I might see some blob or something or a color, but that's the extent of it. And even then I don't always see that. So it's something, right? And I didn't, you know, and I mean, I went and, you know, there's a website that of course talks about it. And, you know, there's really, it's a condition that somebody first described in 1880, but there really hasn't been a lot of research done on it. It's been only in the past few years where there's been any sort of, even discussion about it, really. And it is something that, there's a small percentage of the population that just, yeah, you just can't, you close your eyes and you don't see anything. You're not able to visualize. I mean, yeah, it's not to say that you don't know what something looks like, but you catalog it very differently. So, yeah, I can tell you that the front of Costco has it's a brick building. It's got some roll up doors on it. That's how, and you walk in, it's a big warehouse. Can I see a picture of that in my mind's eye? Not very clearly. And I'll remember something else too. So I remember, when I was a teenager, I tried to do some drawing. Actually, I remember like in junior high school, I took an art class. And what I realized is that, you know, if I'm looking at something, I can probably, you know, I can make something that looks kind of like it or whatever, that I can do that. If you ask me to create something from scratch, forget it, right? It's just impossible. And then I also think about in high school when I took Japanese, kind of the same thing, right? It's, you know, the Japanese, you know, kanji is, it's very pictorial. And yeah, remembering all of that, it was tough, right? That, you know, actually writing kanji was, was a bit of a challenge, and certainly reading it, it's kind of the same thing, right? There is a lot, and that is, you know, it, I don't know, but I can picture letters in my mind, but those are less specific, or even, you know, even kind of general, right? I don't necessarily, you know, there's just no image in the mind. I can just think of a, you know, like a letter P or something like that, you know, that might be in some font with, you know, whatever, but, and I'm sure that this has had some impact on my life in some way, and I just didn't know it. I didn't even realize it was, you know, a thing, right? Maybe people, you know, I mean, I guess I never thought about it as like, okay, well, what are you supposed to see? And apparently, what I see is nothing. And that's, you know, when I try to imagine something, it's, yeah, I can list its attributes in my mind. I can think about it and try to, you know, a picture might flash very briefly in my mind, but nothing that I can, you know, nothing that I can hold on to. And it's like I'm trying to do it from, you know, from memory, you know. And it's like that's, and it's not even, you know, I can't even, you know. And then, you know, then you got people that can just imagine, you know, like, I don't know, things, I don't know, imagining whatever, right? And I just don't see anything visually, you know, certainly in my mind or wherever. It's just blank. And I don't know what to make of it. It does explain a bit. And that is, you know, this is the more you know, I guess. And it is something that, you know, that you should realize if somebody asks you to visualize something and that person says, yeah, I just don't see anything. I guess that's a real thing. And you gotta, and yeah, and there's other ways to get around it. And I think another piece of the puzzle that is me.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.